You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
July 24th, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Tonight, journalist Michael Scott Moore is here, everybody. He's here to discuss his book about how he was held hostage by Somali pirates. A really fascinating story about being held hostage by Somali pirates, so please no one tell him that I'm African. But first, let's catch up on today's headlines. In the escalating trade war between the United States and everyone, one of the hardest hit groups has been U.S. farmers.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue just announcing moments ago that the Trump administration has approved $12 billion in aid specifically going to farmers, an industry that has been hit very hard by what they call today illegal retaliatory tariffs from China.
Farmers, many of whom were Trump voters, right? They've really been hurt by the president's trade wars.
Okay, this is weird. Because I'm not opposed to a president using government assistance to help people through a crisis, you know, like after a hurricane. But in this case, the president is the hurricane. He made this happen. Right? Like, imagine if a hurricane went through your house, like, ah, ah, oh, here's $20 for the mess. Ah, ah. That's what's basically happened here. So Donald Trump screwed a bunch of farmers, and now he has to pay them off. I guess now they know how it feels to be Stormy Daniels. In other news, Ivanka Trump is shutting down her fashion company. Yeah. To focus on being a full-time White House aide. Yeah. Oh, that took you guys on a journey. Yeah. No, but I mean, think about it. How are you supposed to run a successful business and stand in the background of pictures? It can't be done. It really can't be done. Over in Japan. This is an interesting story. Advertising space is getting so tight that they're cramming ads into every crevice.
We go to Japan. Now, a company there has found a new place for advertising on women's underarms. You pay to have a model walk around with your company logo under her arms, so every time she raises her hand, your business gets noticed.
Wow. Okay. I think that's a pretty good idea, but I do feel bad for guys with armpit fetishes, you know? Because they're going to be like, how do I upgrade to the ad-free version? And now, the city of New York saw what Japan is doing, and in response, they've announced that they will be selling ad space on all of the subway masturbators. That's what they're going to be doing. Sir! 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 Slow down! I can't read the number! Slow down! All right, let's move on to our main story. The Trump administration. They're fighting so many battles that sometimes it's hard to keep track of all of their enemies. You know, crooked Hillary, fake news media, the deep state witch hunt, Canada. And then, of course, their biggest enemy of all, the environment. The Trump administration has had a grudge against Mother Nature ever since wind. And yesterday, we learned how far they're willing to go to kick Captain Planet in his big blue marbles.
Thousands of pages of emails show Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and his aides dismissing tourism benefits and archaeological discoveries in favor of shrinking national monuments for logging, ranching, and energy development. The Washington Post cites documents the Interior Department released this month, then retracted a day later.
Okay, I don't know what's worse. The fact that the Interior Department was scheming about how to hand over federal land to help oil and businesses, oil and timber businesses, or the fact that they thought that they could take back the emails that they had mistakenly sent out. Like, when has that ever worked? You can't send an email to your boss saying, work is my favorite place to get high and secretly jerk off in the boiler room, and then send a follow-up email like, please disregard everything after work is my favorite place. It doesn't work. We know it now. Like, it's honestly wild to me that they would even dismiss priceless archaeological discoveries just to maybe get a little more oil. Like, imagine if Trump was president during Jurassic Park.
Oh, wow, what is that?
That's nothing. Now let's frack the shit out of this place.
Now, obviously, the Interior Department was embarrassed because its emails showed that they know that they're doing something super shady, right? But we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, considering all of the stuff that the administration is doing to the environment out in the open.
The Trump administration this week is expected to open a new front in America's environmental battle, and California is the target. The administration will now try to shut down California's authority to regulate vehicle exhaust greenhouse gas emissions and the sale of electric cars. Environmentalists charge the bottom line would be devastating after years of cleaning up the air in California.
Man, I know the president hates California, but that's just mean, right? California has worked so hard to clean up its air. And it's true that a lot of that progress came from deporting Seth Rogen to Arizona, but it was also from the state's strong car emission standards. So if the administration kills them off, it could put the health of millions of people at risk. But I mean, let's be honest, who cares about people, right? I mean, they're gross, they really are. But sadly, it turns out that the administration is coming for our furry friends too.
The Trump administration is calling for sweeping changes to the law that protects hundreds of animals and plant species from extinction. The proposal would end automatic protections and limit habitat safeguards provided by the Endangered Species Act. And decisions on shielding threatened species would be made on a case-by-case basis.
What the f***? This is insane. Like, if the Trump administration gets its way, instead of automatically protecting endangered species, it would decide the fates of each species on a case-by-case basis. And you know that's gonna be arbitrary as hell, right? It's just gonna be Trump like, I've decided to let you live, turtle. You're green and you have a shell, which makes you the closest thing we have to that sexy M&M. Ooh, those curves, baby. And now you may be wondering, why would anyone want to weaken the Endangered Species Act? Well, it's the same reason the Trump administration does anything. Money.
Experts say it'll lead to easier construction of pipelines. Environmentalists say all of it is dangerous.
It will probably, over time and collectively, degrade many of the natural areas that are part of America's heritage. This is really about rewarding the largest corporate polluters.
That's right. Trump is willing to kill off whole animal species in favor of pipelines. Because, I mean, who doesn't love a nice, adorable pipeline? Yeah? Yeah, I don't know about you, but I spend all my time watching BuzzFeed videos about adorable pipelines. Like, like I love it when the big pipeline and the small pipeline becomes friends. It's like, oh, that's so cute. What are the odds? So look, the truth is this administration loves big business. So this is gonna go on for a while, unless the endangered species come together and create their own lobby and send one of their own to petition the president. And personally, if they do that, I hope they send the same guy they sent last time. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a journalist and author whose new book is called The Desert and the Sea, 977 Days Captive on the Somali Pirate Coast. Please welcome Michael Scott Moore. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, good to see you.
This is one of those stories that halfway through the book, you have to stop and keep reminding yourself that it is real.
It's real.
It reads like a novel. Every story has so much detail, but let's start at the beginning. The question that my grandmother would ask if she were interviewing you, and that is, what were you doing in Somalia?
Why did I go? Yeah, right. I was writing a book about pirates. I was writing a very different book about pirates. I went because I had covered a trial of 10 Somali pirates in Hamburg. I was working in Germany at the time, in Berlin. And it turned out half of them were from this one town in central Somalia. And I was already interested in the history of piracy because piracy had sort of exploded off the
right.
Somali coast. And I had a fabulous idea for a book.
And so you went there and you tell the story in the beginning of the book about how, you know, these people surround your car. There's a group mm-hmm. of guys, and you think to yourself, oh, they're probably just going to check my passport.
Right.
You don't think that in this moment you are being kidnapped.
My mind actually recoiled from the idea I was getting kidnapped.
Right, and when that sinks into your brain, when that moment clicks, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. what is your greatest fear?
Well, the first thing I thought about was my family. I mean, I knew that I was, from that moment on, it was going to be miserable for my mother and for the rest of my family and friends.
Right, and you were kidnapped by these pirates, and... What I love about this book, if I was recommending it to anyone, is I'd say it's not about the results. Like, spoiler alert, you're here.
I made it out.
Right? Yeah. It's not about that. It really is about the journey, the 977 days, because you talk about the pirates, and honestly, what I found commendable is that you humanize them.
Thank you.
Why would you do that? They kidnapped you.
That's what I wanted to do with the book. I spent a lot of time with them. It was not 24 hours of hatred all the time. And it's impossible to live like that, as a matter of fact. And one thing I noticed when I got out, I saw a movie by Abdurrahman Sissako called Timbuktu that made the Islamists who were coming into Timbuktu. Ridiculous, but human. And that was my experience with the pirates.
You also talk about in the book how the Somali pirate problem started as a reaction to colonialism.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about how countries like China, you know, robbed the fishermen of their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about how these countries were thrust into poverty. And it's an interesting idea, but it's not an excuse to pillage and plunder. Like,
right.
When you are sitting in captivity, are you thinking to yourself, well, I also understand how they got here? You're not thinking it at that time.
No, because the roots of Somali piracy are definitely in illegal fishing. But by the time they were capturing big cargo ships, and especially by the time they were capturing me, it was no longer about illegal fishing.
Right.
It was simply about greed. It was about getting a lot of money.
And it had become a business. We've seen it now. And you
organized
know,
crime.
Right. It's now gotten to a place where people just accept that they go, Somali pirates, Somali pirates, Somali pirates. What I really loved about the book, though, is you have a few moments where there's humor in what many people would think is a completely humorless situation, where you're laughing with your captors. Like, at one point, you talk about exercising, and I really loved it because you decided to teach the Somali pirates yoga.
Well, yes. Okay, it didn't happen quite that directly. I knew I was going to need to exercise because I had moved into a prison house that looked like it was going to be my home for a while.
Right.
And so I asked them for a mat because I didn't think I was going to be able to jog around the room without them shooting at me. So I decided to get a mat and start to do yoga.
Right.
And I had this idea that I would do it while they weren't looking. But there was no moment where they weren't looking. So I started to do yoga, and they started to... They thought it was funny. And so they came in and imitated me. And slowly, a few of them weren't joking, I realized, and I started to correct their postures. So... I might actually be the only Westerner who's taught yoga to Somali pirates.
You see, like moments like that really, really, I mean, illuminate, you know, how amazing your journey was in this experience. Because you go through moments of joy, just fragments of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, there's a lot of pain throughout the story.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most powerful quotes you have in the book, and I'll paraphrase it, is basically where you talk about hope.
Mm-hmm.
And how dangerous hope can be.
It's horrible.
Why do you say that?
Because it was, I think the line is, hope was like heroin for a hostage, and it could be just as destructive. And that was because you start to feel hope. The pirates actually cultivated that. They said, Michael, you're going to go out in 2 weeks. You're going to go out in 1 month, you know? And you would believe it at first. And then you'd be hopeful, and then afterwards it would be despair. And each time through the cycle would be worse than the time before. So you went through this, the cycle itself became destructive, and you had to sort of detach yourself from that, from the hope as well as the despair.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, what you're saying is the best way for you to cope with this was to let go of hope.
That's right. That's right. At some point, I knew that there was at least a 50% chance I wasn't going to make it out alive. So I had to let go of that notion that
right.
I might die or I might live. The whole idea of a future had to sort of go away.
Right. And there are moments where you talk about your wish to be free. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, there's a part in the book where you talk about seeing an unattended gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's one of those moments where when I'm reading it, I've played way too many PlayStation games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, you grab the gun and you
grab
shoot your
gun.
Way out.
That's how you do it. Yeah, exactly.
But when you're in that situation, you see the gun.
Yep.
You think about grabbing the gun. Like, how many times? Does that also mess with you in a way?
That I did that several times. First of all, there were always guns lying around. But on a few occasions, there was just the gun, and the pirate had left the room. And I went through all the motions in my head, and I thought very carefully about doing that. And I would have if I'd been trained to do it.
Right.
And even then, it might have been suicidal. In any case, there were always too many guards for me to have done it.
Right.
You know, in any way that wasn't suicidal. So I had to think about that often and wrestle with it. And eventually, I wound up, you know, settling myself.
You also have a story of how the pirates moved you around, and obviously this was so that they wouldn't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about how at one point they took you onto a Japanese tuna fishing boat.
It's a tuna vessel
tuna
run
vessel.
By a Taiwanese company.
Oh, it's Taiwanese,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah.
So you're on this Taiwanese vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It was used for tuna fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like is in the book you say you had the best food during your time because you're
That's
eating
true.
Sashimi every day.
No, not every day. But it was a tuna vessel with something like 100 tons of tuna on board,
right.
frozen. And when they first took me on board, I was terrified. I thought, you know, my life is over. I'm, you know, this is it. And First of all, I met 28 new hostages, 28 new friends. Then the food was good. That's true. And the food was good because the kitchen was still operating. It was an operating fishing vessel with Chinese food that came out of the kitchen.
Right.
It was much better than the slop we were fed on land. And every 2 weeks or so, they would haul out a frozen tuna, carve it up with a power saw, cook the tuna, and if the and whatever they didn't cook, they left a little red brick aside and actually sliced it up for sashimi.
Do you, in those moments, I know it's a crazy thing, but that's what I picked up in your book is, in those moments, did you find like a weird little bubble of joy in that moment when it's just you and your sushi on a pirate ship?
Happily, it was me and 30 other guys,
right.
30 hostages enjoying sashimi. And that was something they did when they were at sea.
You know, right.
Every now and then they treated themselves. They couldn't do that after the ship gave out. And those guys spent almost 5 years in captivity. I was only there for 2 years and 8 months.
Wow, you say only there for 2 years and eight months. It really is a fascinating story. And you know, one part in the book that really blew my mind is when you get home. And like I say, if you're going to read the book, there's way too much for me to get through. It's a beautiful story. But you get back to Germany and you open your Facebook. Mm-hmm. And one of the pirates had sent you a message.
Yes. It took a couple of weeks, but we're not Facebook friends or anything like that. But I have been messaged through that app by a former guard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mohammed.
Your first instinct is to block.
Yeah.
But then you went, no, I'm going to catch up with Mohammed.
I caught up with Mohammed. We've had an ongoing sort of slow burning conversation, yeah.
And if he sent you a friend request, would you accept?
No.
I don't blame you.
That comes a little too close.
I really don't blame you. It's such a beautiful book. It's a fascinating story. I'm so glad you're out. Thank you so much for being
glad
on the show.
Glad you liked it. Thank you very much.
Pleasure having you here. The Desert and the Sea is available now. It's a beautiful story. Michael Scott Moore, everybody. Thank you so much.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.